We're on the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Beis. I want to thank Aryeh for last week. Okay. When we started Erevin, I didn't know how I was going to get through all these data, and I figured out I got to see. The problem is that if we just do it the way I learned in school, it'd probably be easy. But the way Rashi says it, the way they figured out areas of things, is really beyond my way of thinking. And it just never, I still have what's it called, diagrams I was making on the plane for myself. Okay, in any case, thank you very much. Okay, Abaya Omar. The Gemara is trying to show different cases where the Migrash of the Orei Halavim will be one quarter of the total area of either the city plus the Tumim or whatever. So you had until now Abaya and Rava. You had Rava. Rava. Okay, now Abaya. Abaya Omer Mashkachas Lanomi B'mosa Dahavi Alpha B'Alpha. It's possible to have the same calculation. We have a city that's 1,000 by 1,000. Not like Rava said, where the city itself is 2,000 by 2,000. City is 1,000 by 1,000. Tchumim Kami Haviu. Tmanya. So the Tchumim are a total of 8,000 Amos. Kronos Kamehavi Shitzer. With the Kronos, you have then 16,000 Amos. Dal Arba the Tchumim. Take off the four of the Tchumim. The Arba the Kronos. Kamehavi Tmanya. End up with 8,000. Till, as far as says Lamaisa, 8 of 24,000 is a third, not a quarter. Right? So where it says Til Tahavi. So if the total area of the Migrash is 8, and the total area of the city plus the Kronos and everything is 24, so it's only a third. It's a third, it's not a fourth. Or it says, Misabris Bribua Komer Bigula Komer. No, it's not talking about a square city, it's talking about a round city. Kama Maruba Yeser Al Ha'igul Raviyah, Dal Raviyah Pashlu Shisa, the Shisa Michab Dalid Riva Havik. Right, and therefore, if you convert it into a circle, you have to take off a third, and what's it called? You have to take off a third, which is a quarter milegav, and the melech, what's it called, comes out to a quarter, 6 of 24. What? Except different. The reason he wanted to say different is because you don't have to dafke have a city of 2,000 amos. It can even be a city of 1,000 amos. Ravina Omar, obviously Rashi. Mashkachas Lanomi Mosadavi Alpha Alpha. Losach Shov Ha'ir Alehen. We're not going to go into all the Cheshbonos because Ari did it already. And this is just other possibilities, the same thing you learned until now. The Losach Shov, you have to know how to do this. The Losach Shov Ha'ir Alehen, Elanimsa Migrash Ravia. What's it called? And here also Rashi says you don't count the city. You count the tchumim without the city. Elanimsa migrash raviyah atchumim ukroniskoi. When it's a quarter, it means a quarter of the tchumim, total tchumim, plus the kronos that you add on. Tchumim kamehavi tmanya, revoyin shel elef al elef. There are 8 quarters of 1,000 by 1,000. Okay, this is what really throws you out there. It's this quarters of 1,000 by 1,000. There's easier ways of describing this, but you have to use equations. Without the equations, you have to split everything into boxes. That's how you did it? That's what you show?
It's a picture in the book.
And you were able to finish?
Well, the book has it for you.
Oh, that book? I didn't see it. Okay. Okay. Shahari Tchum L'chol Tzad Alpayim Orech L'halan Min Ho'ir Ve'elef Rochav. Since the city is 1,000, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's nice designs. I don't know. Just something. I have a mental block to this. There's some other things in Shas also. This is one of them. And Baruch Hashem, the Rabbanu Shalom put me in England for it. I've learned this, I don't know how many times at Daf Yomi, and every time it's just like, you know, I believe that Rashi is right. That's it. Orech lahalmin ha'ir ve'elef rochav al pnei ha'ir ukronos shitzer dechivin de orech ha'tchumim mishuchim al paim lechotzad. Since the tchumim extend from the city another 2,000 amas to each side, at tzorech lemalos pegam lechokeren, you have to fill in the, it becomes like a cross, and then the corners are empty, so you have to fill in the corners. The tavla payim al apayim. Dalet zorech migrish, dalet min atchumim. Take off four of the tchumim for the sake of the migrash. Shari elef lecholzai, because there's 1,000 amas for the migrash. The halen huir val pneo ir elef, hu dahavi kemidas ha'ir. Hari elef al elef, migrash lecholzai. You have 1,000 by 1,000 for the migrash on every side of the city. The chen lekron, same thing goes for the corners. That's 8 altogether. And 8 out of total 24 is 1/3. So Mar says, yeah, that's very nice. Well, we started out that it's 1/4. Why is it 1/3? So Mar says, no, it's a city that's a circle. Kama merubi yeso, lefisha chashavta bi'ir merubas, hutzracht al korchach lasesh migrashea beribua sadi. Lefichach olu lishmona alotim, right, then it's 8 out of 24. Chashuv ha'ir agula, but if you make the city round, u'migrashea, and memela, the migrashim are also round. You round the migrashim around a round city, v'arihen gimel alotim al gimel alotim, agulim, then it's 3,000 by 3,000, but in a circle. The ilu hayim ruboyim have a test. And if it would be have been a square, it would have been 9. Ches lemegrash v'atshi le'ir. Right? 8 quarters for the migrash, and the 9th one was a city. Achshav shakol ogul, everything is circular, nismayit revi'o ha'ir. It takes off, it makes it 1/4 of what the total was before. Revi'o ha'migrash, 1/4 of the migrash. Then it comes out, Pashalu Shisa, so it comes out to be 6, what's it called, for the Migrash, and the Chavdalid, and 24 for the total of the Tumim and the corners. Hanitonim Levim, Levato Ir Riva Havi, Shafal Pishi, and that's 1/4, 6 of the 24 is 1/4. Shafal Pishi, Yishuv Ha'ir Agula, Umigrashe Aguli, Mikomakom Linin Chelik Alevim, Uliin Tumim Shabbos, Anamosif and Lahem Ribua. Because for Shabbos, even though the Migrashim and everything remains a circle, but for Shabbos, the halach is you make it Ketav Lemeruba. The Chotzar, we have another 1,000 to square it off. The Ha'orech Alpayim, the Karnosehem, the Malos Pigmehem, Alpayim Al Alpayim, and we fill in the corners also. Harisach HaKol He'alothim Al He'alothim. Comes out that it's a square of 5,000 by 5,000, Meruboyim. Alpayim tchum lekan ulekan, 2,000 tchum each way, and the city itself is 1,000 according to Abai. Ben asayim the havelu tchumim tmanya the kronos shitzer nimtza migrash revia hatchumim vakronos comes out that it comes out exactly at 1/4. Okay, Ravina Omar. Ravina doesn't like Abai and Rava's answer because according to Abai and Rava you have to have a certain measurement of the city for this to work out. The city has to be a certain size. It can't be any size. It can either be 1,000 or it could be 2,000, according to Rava. Ravina says, Omar, my Ravia, Ravia de Tchumim. Ravina says, it's Ravia of the Tchumim, not counting the city. So the city is irrelevant. Right, Rashi? Ravina, Omar, La Olam can be Korah, the Mosem Rabata. It's not talking about a round city, it's talking about a square city. Ubetrei Alfe, Atrei Alfe. The Havilu Tchumim Shitzer, and it's talking a city. That's 2,000 by 2,000. Oh, no. Ravina also holds. The city has to be 2,000 by 2,000. The Ravina's mila is that it's not a round city. It's a square city. That's why Ravina argues on Abai and Rava. According to Abai and Rava, you have to come out with a circular city. And according to Ravina, it's a square city. But it's the quarter is the quarter of the Tumim, not the city. Why? Atrealfi, the Havilu Tchumim Shitzer, because in a city of 2,000 by 2,000, the Tchumim come out to be 16 quarters. My Revia Diktoni the Tchumim Komer. So the quarter is 1/4 of the total Tchumim, but not the total area, including the city. Nimtza Migrash the Tchumim, Revia the Tchumim, Ukronos. That's 1/4 of the Tchumim and the Kronos, excluding the city. The Migrash the Tchumim Tamanya Kadamri Mikor Bahav Riva the Tautin Betrain. 8 is 1/4 of 32. Okay. Ravashi Omar, my Revia, Revia de Kronos. Same thing. Ravashi says also that the Revia over here is Revia of the area that you fill in of the Kronos. See Rashi, Nomik Ravina Mokila, the Mosim Rabata, the Trealthi Atrealthi. Ravashi also says, talking about a city 2,000 by 2,000. The Maila over Abai and Rava is that it is square. Umay nimtza migrash revia diktani hachikomer. Migrash, the chronos, the migrash of the chronos, not the entire migrash, the migrash only of the corners. Have a revia de chronos, is one quarter of the total area of the chronos. The mishitzer de chronos have a revia ha migrash. Right. So therefore, according to this, Rav Ashi held that you only gave a migrash in the chronos. In other words, to the direct sides of the city, top and bottom and sides, there is no migrash. You don't have to leave anything empty. You can plant it all, whatever you want. Use it for whatever you want to use it for. The only thing is, when you fill in the corners of the city, there you have to leave a migrash. And that area of migrash is a quarter of the total area of the chronos. But there is no migrash. Till now we've been saying the migrash is on all the sides of the city, like the tchum. Now it's not like that. There's only a migrash on the corners that you fill in. That's where you have to leave 1,000 amas empty. So Omer le'arvidu l'rvashi v'asaviksi, it says the migrash ha'ir saviv, mashma, that it's all around, it's not just in the corners. So Omer says, my saviv the kronos. Saviv means around the corners, but not around the whole city. The ilo temohachi, because if you don't hold like that, that around has to mean always around the entire perimeter. But it can't mean around the corners, then what are you going to do with this pasuk? You should sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach around. Now, does that mean around the whole Mizbeach? Obviously not. What does it mean? That you do it Shnayim Shein Arba on the corners. Right? Around the corners. So vice versa, around can mean not around the entire thing, but around the corners alone. Elamai Saviv, Saviv the Kronos. Achinami, my Saviv, Saviv the Kronos. Rashi, v'hos saviv k'siv, b'kroa gabi migrash, v'tana ki rohata b'kroa nakat, v'tana, the tana is following the pasuk. The pasuk says the migrash was saviv, so was it around the whole thing? Okay, loshan achar Rashi svari le'a, this is what I just said to now, this loshan achar Rashi. In other words, what's it called? According to the first one, Rashi holds that there was a migrash around the whole city. Except the Tana is only talking about the chelik of the migrash in the corners. But there actually was a migrash around the whole city. That's Rashi's first lashon. Rashi's second lashon is what we said. That the migrash was only around the corners. Right? So the kasha, according to the first lashon, is l'chara, the Tana is going on the pasuk. Right? So why would he only talk about the portion of the migrash by the corners? According to the second, it's a kasha on the pasuk. How could the pasuk say saviv if you're telling me that there was no migrash all around, so only around the corners? The answer is the same. Saviv doesn't have to be around the whole perimeter; it can be around the corners, just like we find with Mizbeach. Loshen Acher, Rav Ashi svar lei da'ein nosnin migrash ela lekronos ha'ir elef al elef. You only give the migrash for the 1,000 by 1,000 that fills up the corners. Kilkach la'olam bein ha'ir gedola bein ha'ir ketana migrash shalor revia. It comes doesn't make a difference how big the city is. Because the space by the corners is always 1,000 by 1,000. To the olam akronos shitzer o migrash da'u. Comes out that the total area of the corners of the is 16, and the total area of the migrash is 4. So that's a quarter. And therefore it doesn't make a difference how big the city is. That's why Rav Ashi preferred his teretz, because the city, you don't have to come onto the size of the city, b'chlat. Omer le rav chavivai mechozno le Rav Ashi. V'ha'ika mursha de karnisa, right? According to Rav Ashi, there's the, what's it called, the extra space between the corners, more than the circle, right? So where it says, v'mosa iguta, talking about a round city, where there aren't those spaces, right, till the corners. Where it says, v'haribua, right? Lamaisa, you have to be marab of the city. Even if it's a city that's an eagle, but you're marabah the city to make the tchumim. Or it says, Emor damrin and chazin and command de marabah ribue vadai. Mi marabana, we consider it as if it's square. We don't actually make it into a square. Seems like how Rashi learns. Rashi. Va'ika mursha de kronos, lamaida amorin la'el, kama maruba yoser. That which we said, that the square, more than the circle, is in the end you have to take off a quarter, which is a third bigger, right? midadinon migrash biigula, that you measure the migrash in a circular city, in a circle around the city. The kashil Rav Chadiva kinda tanya marabe sair harihi merubas. Lemaisa, it says you're marabe the city, so it's marking the city square, not circular. The chiyah the migrash biigul elef sadiv lo nimtzu kronos sair ochlin besocha migrash. The ain kineged akronos elef migrash. And if you have a square city with a circle around it, you lose that little area which would be the corners if you had made it a square. Where it says b'masagul, to the less le mursha b'karnas, talking where the city itself is a circle. So where it says, I be your marabba, the city. Emer damirin chaz, you command the marabba, le'inyin the hosif la'tchumim, be'in le'hil ha'shabas, be'in le'inyin the sinas levi'im. You consider it square and add the amount that you would have to add to a square, but you don't actually square it off. Ava ribu'e vade v'om rabina, kolum hosafnu batim betosus ribu'a shi'imatu es noy ha'nikrash. Lamaisa, the migrash is added according to the dimensions of such a city. But Lamaisa, there aren't houses there. We don't actually build houses there. So the migrash remains empty. That area is still empty. Okay, and now, Omer le Rav Chanilai, Michozino le Rav Ashi, Michti, Kamam Ruba Yesra le Eagle. How much is a square area more than a circle? Revia. It's an extra quarter because the diameter of a circle, right, gets smaller and smaller as you get higher. It's only that size in the middle. And Masha'en came by a square, it's equal all around. So it's one quarter more, a square. So the Chara, in the end, it comes out, Hani Timni Meya, it's not 800 extra of the Tumim, which Gemara said before, that you're Marviach 800 extra Amos, right? Shis meya v'shisa v'sheva nechaytauta. It's only 666 and two thirds would be the extra that you have, right? Heavy. Amar le hani mila bigula migo revua. That's a circle inside a square. So the difference between the area of the circle and the area of the square is a quarter. Aval ba'alachson no ba'ina tvei. But that's not where you set the circle or the square on its diagonal. The diagonal is going to be more than 666 and two thirds. It's going to be a full 800. Right? Why? Because the Omar Mar called Amso Beribua Amso Trechumshi Belachsona. Because it's going to be 1 2/5 more than the 666 and two thirds, which will come out to pretty much close to or exactly 800. Tosa says that the 1 2/5 is not exact. It is 1 2/5 is 1.4, and it's really what's it called times pi, right? It's which is one, well, not pi, it has the square root of 2, which is 1.414 or something like that. Yeah, but the Chazonish, we probably learned before with the Tchumim, the Tkufis of Ravada and Shmuel. There's a famous Chazonish over there that even though the you remember the went through Tkufas, okay, that the Tkufa of Shmuel is not Meduyik 100%. It's a few seconds off. But Lamaisa, it's close enough for the average person, because unless you're an astronomer, you can't make that Cheshbon. And the way it looks to people has to be rounded off. It's the same thing over here. It's impossible to worry about three decimal points or whatever in actuality. So therefore, Chazal made it to what people can handle, because lo nitna Torah l'malchay asharis. That's how the shiurim go. Rashi honi ches meos bitmiyah. It's not 800 extra amos for the tum, right? If you put it on its alachson, diktoni la'el nimtzu tum mishtakrim v'mashi nachnu tavla balachson ches meos ama. You're going to add another 800 amos to the tum. V'halo ein odav halachson ela b'nei haribua. Right, the alachson is only because it's a square. Right, the dover ogle ain't lo alachson. There is no alachson. The diameter is equal in every place in a circle. V'hamaruba yesh lo alachson. The kama maruba yosra le'igul. How much is a square more than a circle? Revia. Revia aisu ala milavar shuchelik shlishi milagat. Right, it turns out to be a quarter in the end, but a third to begin with. and therefore, right, you're gonna have a third of the thousand, right, which is two-thirds of the thousand, which is going to be 666 and two-thirds. V'hani shistim yav shistim v'sheva nechitalta da'am sahavi. V'hainu tilta da'apai. That's a third of 2,000. Right, a third of 2,666 and two-thirds. Mar says, no, honey, mila yosar ola v'sulo, that a square is extra, right, a quarter more, honey, mila bigula denofik migo revia. That's of an inscribed circle in a square. If you compare the area of the inscribed circle to the square, it's going to be a quarter difference. Ki amrin revia honey mila bi alma kol hecha da airi bi igul hanasu mitolcha maruba zeha ribua yosur al haigul shanu oskim b'midas hachol kula. Because then we're talking about the area, the total area of a square that's around a circle, an inscribed circle in a square. Is one quarter more. Kama nisker kol chol v'tosef ezu ben bekefu ben bechalolo. No nisker ela l'rvia. Then it's only one quarter more. Shari ira gula al payim hakefa. Right, a city that's round is the perimeter is 2,000. Much hakefa vof alofi. If its diameter is 2,000, then its perimeter, its circumference is 6,000. Right, kidi alfina perakama. Neither kav shloshim ba'ama yisovo, so that it's 3 to 1. So again, here it's not 3 to 1 exactly; it's pi to one. The ir merubas akefa chesalofet, and a square city which has the same side, which would be the diameter, right, is 8,000 perimeter, right? The chen lamidas chalola, and the same thing goes with the area. If you want to figure out the area, bosel the chalik hatosefes lefi cheshva the chol here lo rotz amida mashem etchil el revia. Then it's true that both the circumference and the perimeter of a square to an inscribed circle, and the area of a square to an inscribed circle is the ratio of either a third or a quarter, right? Whichever way you're comparing it. The hachi kimul rabbanu shamaruba yosar al igul revia ava balachsona kolomer ava kan shanu oskim leida kamen isoset hilicha alachson. Here we're not worried about how much the perimeter is or how much each side. We're worried about how much area you're going to have if you walk diagonally. How much more tchum will you have? And on the alachson you have to add another two fifths. That'll make it 800. Hilicha alachson v'shvil ribua zeh shel safnu ika tvei merevia. If you call her a vua hazeh, shall safta na sato le kronoseva. Lo nishtakru bo en tsoi hair klum. Shemetchila alpain, the ashav alpain. The haschar hazeh, rubo le chudon shal kronos. Where is the extra when you walk diagonally? And you have, when you square it off, you have the extra corners. Those extra corners will give you 800 total extra. Umiuto the smoke lohen mikan umikan. Therefore, the alachson is another two-fifths, which is 800. Okay. Tam benish. Nosnim karfif le'ir, divir Rav Meir.
Those cities, they never grew.
What?
These cities in those days, they never grew bigger.
They never grew bigger?
They had a migrash, and they had a... So that migrash stayed on...
Yeah, the horror that kept the city contained. They had other cities. Or they had, again, you squared off areas, so there was room to fill in those areas that were empty to begin with. It just had houses on the farthest corners. They still filled in the city. They didn't build houses there. They said there was room to build in all those empty places. Like all the cities there before. You're like a Kesha, so there's plenty of empty space. So eventually they filled in those areas. Okay. But the outer boundaries of the city had they didn't keep extending into the suburbs. And they made a new city. Nosin karfifli ir divir of Meir. Okay, this is a little bit easier. I was hoping Ari was going to get to this. Okay, in any case, nosin karfifli ir divir of Meir. Karfif is an extension to a city. It's 70 amos and shirayim, 70 and two-thirds amos. How did they come to that shear of 72/3 amos? Because if you take the Chatzar HaMishkan, which is 100 by 50, which is 5,000 square amos, and you, instead of making it a rectangle, you make it a square, the sides of the square will be approximately 70 and two-thirds. It's not exact, but it's approximately 70 and two-thirds. So every city, you extend it, aside from the fact that if you have houses, okay, let's see, that's really a machlokas. There's two kinds of karkes. There's a house that's within 70 amos and two-thirds, okay, of the city, that's part of the city. If you have another house within 70 and two-thirds of amos, that's also part of the city. This could go on indefinitely until you have the last house. At the last house in the city, right, you extend the city, according to Rav Meir, another 70 and two-thirds amos of empty space, and that's considered part of the city. And that goes for every city. So you never begin to count the 2,000 amos outside the city till 70 and two-thirds amos after the last house. The Chachamim romrim, lo omru karfet ele ben shtei ayoros. And the Chachamim hold no, the concept of a karfet, and the Gemara has a machlokas what the Chachamim mean, is only between two cities. If you have two cities, and there is, according to one opinion, 70 and two-thirds amos or less between them, then they're considered like one city. And from the end of one city till the far end of the other city is Arba Amos, and you don't count the Tumim till the end of each city for the end of the other city people. Okay? According to another day in the Gemara, you have to have two Karfeifos. You could have two Karfeifos. You have 70 and two-thirds from one city and 70 and two-thirds from the other city. You have a total of 141 and a third Amos between the cities. They're also considered like one city. So we'll get to the Gemara. So what's it called? So Ella ben shtei ayoros im yesh lezesh yivim ama v'shirayim. Well, lezesh yivim ama v'shirayim, if each one has 70 and two-thirds amos or less, we'll see the Gemara is going to be medayik. How could there be 2 days if it says b'feirish each one lechara? We'll see what it means. If each one has 70 and two-thirds less, then they're considered like one city. Osa karfe shteim lios echad. Then the karfet makes them like one big city. But if it's more than that, then they're two separate cities, and each city is Arba Amos by itself, and you count the tumim for that city from the end of its karfet, not the end of the other city. V'chein gimel kfarim. And also if you have three villages, hamishulashim, that are in a triangular setup. In yesh ben shnayim achitzonim, me'ev yarboim v'achash u'shlish, if the two outer ones, there's less than 141 and a third, two karfeifos between them, then the middle one is considered also part of that whole thing, since it's within the karfeif of each of them, and all of them are considered one big city. See Rashi. Nosim karfeif le'ir, kishibol limdor hatchumin, ein modedim min achoma. You don't start measuring the 2,000 amas from the wall of the city. Ela marchik ama ama v'shirai kechotzer ha-mishkan. You add another 70 and two-thirds amas like the chotzer ha-mishkan would have been on each side had it been a square and not a rectangle. Humaschulim do. Then you start counting the 2,000 amas. Kuf memalef u'shlish ama hainu beis karfifos. 70 and two-thirds times two is 141 and a third. Lios achas vayotzi leches derech chaverta chutzala moded michomus chaverta ve'elef, and therefore all three cities become like one. And person on this extreme of city A doesn't start counting his 2,000 amas till the extreme other side of city B. The chen gibel kfarim hamushalashim farshim. I'm going to explain this case of the triangle set cities. Okay, menani mile. How do you know you add a karfe? Amar Rava Damar Kra Mikir Ha'ir V'Chutza Amar Torah Tein Chutza V'Akrakach Medog. Give something outside the city and then start counting. Mikir Ha'ir V'Chutza. And the Mefarshim explained that what did the Rabbanan do with the Sid Pasuk? The Rabbanan learned that there's two possibilities. Either Mikir Ha'ir, sometimes you measure from the end of the city, that's when it's a singular city. And V'Chutza, and sometimes you add an extra amount when it's between two cities. So the Rabbanan who hold you only have a karfeit between two cities learns the pasuk one way, and Rav Meir who says you have a karfeit for every singular city learns it stam. That mikir ha'ir v'chutz is talking about every city. You always have a v'chutz. Rashi. Hein chutza karfeit. Chutza is a karfeit. And the midah, the rabbanon, so the chora, mash over here, that it's a dindarais, it's really only an asmachta, if you hold it, tchumim or the rabbanon. The chachamim omrim lo amru, itma. So now we're going to see what the chachamim hold. The chachamim hold, there's only a karfeit between two cities, to make them one. But not that you add extra space to one city, always an extra 141 amas, before you start counting to 2,000. That they don't hold up. But if you have cities within a karfeit of each other, they're considered one city. Now the Gemara's have machlokas. What does that mean? Rapuna omar noson karfeit lezu v'karfeit lezu. It means that if each one you give a karfeit, so you have 72/3 amas extends city A, 72/3 extends city B towards city A, and mainly you could have 141 1/3 to make them one city. Chia barav omar karfeit echad b'shteiv. No, you only have 72/3. Right, one karfeit that both cities share, and if they're more than 70 2/3 amas away from each other, they're considered two cities. So the difference is, do you have 141 1/3 amas space to be still considered one city, or only 70 2/3 amas? Chia barav omer karfeit echad l'shteihem tnan. Right. Lechora, according to Chia Barav, who says that you give one karfeit for both of them, right? Tnan b'chachomim omrim lo amru karfeit ela bein abeis ayoros. Tiyuf tidrafuna. Lechora, it says the concept of a karfeit, mashma one karfeit, is between two cities, right? So Ravuna, who says you give two karfeit, one for each one, Lechora, the Mishnah says karfeit, right? Lo amru karfeit, not karfifos, one. Omer lecharavuna, my karfeit, Torah's karfeit. It doesn't mean one karfeit. It means the concept of a karfeit. Yitaka give two, one for each city. But it's the concept of a karfeit only exists between two cities and not stam for one city. Ula olam karfeit azu, karfeit azu. Yidiv taka two karfeitos. But it's the concept of karfeit that the Mishnah is talking about. Where it says, hachinam mistavra, minik tadi seifa. Look at the seifa, it sounds exactly grafuna. Im yesh lezu ayin ama v'shirayim, u lezu ayin ama v'shirayim, osa karfeit l'shteihem, li osa echad. Shema mino, it says b'feirush in the Mishnah, that you give 72/3 for this city and 72/3 for this city. So it's mamish like Rafuna. So what's Rav Chiya bar Rav going to do? Leima tahavi tiyuf to the Chiya bar Rav. So there's a b'feirush in the Mishnah, keneged Chiya bar Rav. How can Rav Chiya bar Rav say that you only give one karfeit when the Mishnah says b'feirush, you give for this one, you give for this one? Amar lechachia barav, hamani Reb Meir he. That goes according to Reb Meir. Right? Reb Meir always holds even one city has a karfeit. So if you have two cities, of each one has its own karfeit. So that's a Reb Meir. But the Chachamim will hold you only have a karfeit between two cities. And Achenami, they hold it's only one karfeit and not a karfeit for each one separately. Rashi. Hamani Reb Meir he. Hach seif astamani. V'lav maskana de milsad rabbanini. This is a new piece of the Mishnah that was said stam, but it's really Reb Meir. It's not a continuation of the Chachamim.